This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Torva. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions. So sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Outspoken. Now, this weekend, Anastasia Kingsnorth got me thinking about how so many of us grew up mispronouncing the names of everyday things. So in her most recent vlog, she mispronounced minute steaks as minute steaks. Let's have a listen to what she said.
We're going to Bill's and I always have the same thing every time I go to Bill's. Starters, I have halloumi steaks. For main, I have the minute steak. Is it minute steak? It's not minute steak, is it? No, it's minute steak. It's a thin steak with like the egg on top and the chips.
Gosh, I can really relate to this because I used to call Pizza Hut Pizza Heart, as in H-E-A-R-T. And I think I was 12 when I realized that I had been mispronouncing it the whole time. Like, have you guys had things that you've got wrong for years?
Well, I think the most embarrassing one is probably that our mum would always refer to curry as curry in a hurry. So it wasn't until I was about 20 years old and I repeated that to a boyfriend at the time that he was like, what are you talking about?
Wait, so you thought curry in a hurry was a specific curry dish, or you just thought curry was called curry in a hurry?
I thought it was its full name.
It's a bit like how our mum used to say that we had sleepy men in our eyes. So for those who don't know what that means, I'm hoping there are some people that actually do, but it's called, a lot of other people call it sleep. So it's like that gunk in your eye when you wake up.
That sleepy man thing really shocked me on many levels, but it's kind of making me think that perhaps it's our mum who is getting everything wrong. I'm really curious to find out if listeners also have this happen to them. Have your parents led you down the garden path with these sort of words?
I actually just remembered one more thing that mum used to tell us that was wrong, and I would love to know if anyone else is the same. Our mum told us that if you wore a necklace to bed that you could get strangled.
I have to say, I wear a necklace to bed every night and it has not happened yet. Let's put up a thread in our Facebook community and people can put in words that they've been mispronouncing wrong for years and also lies their parents have told them growing up.
Yes, I fucked a Dutch girl.
Bollocks, never been Holland.
Yeah, I have. It was the West Ham under 13's football tour.
Oh, right. And what she do to you when you're 12 that was so filthy? Give you a blowjob in a windmill, wank you off with clogs.
Margot Robbie has revealed she's a massive fan of Love Island UK. She's such a big fan that she even held a Love Island themed birthday party this year. Now, this weekend, Hugo Hammond, who was recently booted from the villa, sent Margot Robbie a birthday message using Cameo. And this is what he had to say.
Hi Margot, it's Hugo here. I'm fresh out the Love Island villa and I hear you are a massive super fan. I also hear that you celebrated your birthday with a Love Island themed party. So I'd just like to say happy birthday for the other day, and you are 100% my type on paper. And if you came into the villa, my head would definitely have been turned. Catch you soon. All the best and cheers.
Poor Hugo, it seems like he's not having any luck outside of the villa as well, because his chances with Margot Robbie are pretty much non-existent. Mm. She is happily married to film producer Tom Ackerley.
Well, Margot's actually on a promotional tour for her new movie, The Suicide Squad, and she told reporters that Love Island is a huge part of her life. And she also revealed her favourite islanders over the years have been Olivia Attwood from season 3 and Maura Higgins from season 5. And this is due to the fact that Olivia coined the term dick sand. And she did really appreciate the fact that Maura Higgins kept saying fanny flutters.
I just love that Margot Robbie is just like one of us. She's a massive Love Island fan. She's one of the people. And so much so that she fangirled over seeing Jordan and Michael from a couple of series ago on the red carpet at her own movie premiere. So that was of Birds of Prey. And Jordan was interviewed about it and he said that they were on the red carpet and saw someone running up to them screaming. And they're like, who is that? And they realized it was Margot Robbie. So then she invited them out to an after party and they said that they'd gone back to their hotel and were sitting in their jocks eating Dominoes and they've never moved so quickly to go meet up
with
her.
It's funny because I feel like Margot Robbie is legitimately Hugo's perfect type. From what he's explained and seeing a photo of his ex-girlfriend, I feel like she would be great for him if only she wasn't married.
We need to share the photos from Margot Robbie's Love Island themed birthday party in our Facebook community because they are absolutely epic. Her and her friends are all standing around in bikinis and high heels with sunglasses on, and they look like they're at their own sort of villa.
I reckon it's Brandon's birthday coming up at the end of October, and he's really gotten into Love Island this year. He keeps telling me to stop telling people that he likes it. Maybe we'll have to have a Love Island themed party for him.
Sophie, the way you said October, it reminded me of the way that Chloe says Toby. You're like October.
Really? Oh, really? God, that's a worry. Picking up their accents.
I would really like to see Brandon's Love Island themed birthday party happen because I've just discovered a website which literally lists every single thing that the contestants wear on the show, and it's bloody cheap.
Oh, we'd have to get some of those cups with the palm trees on them. I feel like they're a must.
Do you know how sad I am? I've actually Googled where you get them from. I think they're from Marks and Spencer, but the shipping's quite expensive. I also want the rainbow-coloured champagne glasses and wine glasses.
Yeah, I just want the drink bottles, to be honest, with my name on it. That's what's missing from Margot's photo. I'm not trying to be critical. She doesn't have the drink bottles.
I don't want to fucking speak to you right now because I don't want to scream at you.
Scream at me? I want to speak to you, so speak.
But I don't want to speak to you because right now you look like a two-faced prick.
Big Brother VIP has begun filming in Sydney with big-name celebrities like Caitlyn Jenner venturing down under for the opportunity to compete. Some of the other notable contestants include influencer Josh Carroll, footballer Dane Beams, Jessica Power from Maths, Imogen Anthony, who is Kyle Sandilands' ex-girlfriend. Also, a former advisor to President Trump is also appearing, as well as Meghan Markle's half-brother, Thomas Markle.
So Meghan Markle's brother, that's the one that's replacing Katie Hopkins, isn't it?
Yeah, so Katie Hopkins, she actually got deported after boasting about flouting hotel quarantine rules. And there are rumors that she got to keep all the money. I think it was rumored that she was getting paid $200,000 and she's pocketed that. But they are rumored to be paying Meghan Markle's brother a hefty figure. I think it's around $400,000 so far.
Isn't it quite interesting that they get rid of Katie Hopkins, who presumably was going to be very critical of the royal family,
yeah,
and replace her with Meghan Markle's brother, who she's clearly feuding with? They desperately want to get promotion for this show on a global stage.
Well, it seems like they're getting a lot of international publicity because Caitlyn Jenner is already causing headlines around the world. So she's currently in the middle of a campaign for governor of California. And 2 weeks ago, Caitlyn copped criticism after she was spotted smoking a cigarette on her hotel balcony. So she was spotted by photographers who were taking photos of her, and she just flicked her cigarette butt off the balcony. Now, this wasn't towards the photographers, but they've captured photos of her flicking the cigarette butt off, and people are saying that what if this cigarette butt had germs on it? Because of course she's in quarantine because she's been in the US.
Isn't that just like saying, well, what if something that she's touched within her hotel room, like a food packaging, then goes out and is in the public? Like that to me is just pretty stupid.
They actually do take things like that into consideration. That's why they have a very strategic plan when removing people's food and garbage.
But then
should
they not be allowed to have cigarettes then?
Yeah, but they're meant to be putting it in an ashtray. They're not meant to be flicking it off the side of the balcony. And I think people are also annoyed because she was quarantining in Sydney. And this is, of course, when Sydney is in a big lockdown, and people are pissed that celebrities and also politicians are able to, you know, fly around wherever they want. It was actually really interesting because Kyle and Jackie O actually interviewed Prime Minister Scott Morrison, and they asked him about the incident. And I don't think he'd been briefed that they were going to talk to him about it. And he said it was a police matter. And he said, COVID or no COVID, it's not cool. He also said, I don't think people should be flicking cigarettes off balconies anytime anyway.
Well, I tend to agree with Scott Morrison, particularly for the fact, as you've stated, Amy, Caitlyn Jenner is in a very privileged position of being allowed to enter our country. There are so many people trying to get back into their home country of Australia who cannot get in, yet there has been preference put to these people simply to make a television show. So I think that's why people are getting upset.
I find it interesting that you say that about Scott Morrison when he's the one that has allowed people like Caitlyn Jenner to come into our country with exemptions.
Just moving back to the pay packets some of these celebrities are getting. So according to the Daily Mail, Caitlyn Jenner is pocketing $500,000 for her appearance. But it's quite funny because people like Jessica Power and also Imogen Anthony, who's Kyle Sandilands' ex-girlfriend, they're getting $20,000 each. I suppose it's an extra 15 minutes of fame for Jessica Power as
definitely.
Well.
Definitely. This would be an enormous branding exercise for them. And they're also getting to rub shoulders with some very famous people who can only boost their profile more. I'm surprised they're not paying to be on the show themselves, considering their celebrity status.
Well, I just think it would truly be amazing to be living in a house with Caitlyn Jenner, though, because imagine all of the secrets that she has about the Kardashians and all of the interesting people she's met over the years.
I'm surprised Martha isn't on this show, because she obviously is a bit of a wannabe Kardashian. I'm sure that Caitlyn Jenner would take her under her wing.
It's probably because she's aligned herself with Channel 9 from Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, well, I actually did not watch Big Brother this year, but I will be watching Big Brother VIP because I actually think they've done a really good job casting it.
I really hope that they don't have all of these bullshit tasks like they do on the current Big Brother. I really hope we get to hear these people's stories and just see them interacting, a bit like Love Island.
You never know. It might be a test to go back to Big Brother's regular format if it works for this Big Brother VIP.
I need Courtney to not be so annoying with a stick-up her ass like she runs this because she doesn't. She's the least exciting to look at.
Dani Mansoody has been documenting her move back to Australia from the UK. So she explained that she is going to be couch surfing in the UK for the next couple of weeks before a trip to Mykonos and finally her return home to Australia. Now she has explained how she is packing essential items in two suitcases. So one suitcase is packed for Australia and the other suitcase is packed for her trip. Now, she has also previously opened up about how money is quite tight for her at the moment and she is trying to save where she can with this move. Now, as we've previously spoken on the podcast, Dani said that she hasn't earned any sort of income for the past year from social media and she's also spent a lot of money on her breast implant surgery and also from her flight back to Australia a couple of months ago. Dani's flights to Mykonos were cancelled from London and moved to Manchester, which for those who are unfamiliar with the UK, Manchester is on the other side of the country to London. So she decided to be sensible and get a bus to Manchester as opposed to a train, as it was a lot cheaper. Now, this is where she ran into a bit of trouble. So 3 hours into her 7-hour bus trip to Manchester, she realizes that her passport is in her other suitcase that is back at her friend's house in London. So she is sitting on this bus ride for 7 hours thinking, what the hell am I going to do? Because her flight to Mykonos was that morning at 7 a.m. So what was supposed to be a cheap trip has turned into costing her over £280. So as soon as she finished her 7-hour bus trip, she had to then book a train back to London. And now she has missed her flight completely to Mykonos.
It kind of reminds me of the time when Mum and Dad were holidaying in the UK and Dad had given Mum so much shit about the fact, I think it was like 15 years ago, she accidentally threw $200 in the bin. Anyway, when they were going back to catch their flight home, Dad realized that he left his wallet in their UK hotel room and there was no way they could go back. Otherwise, they would have missed their flight. And Mum has loved it every day since because she's been able to give him shit about it.
I feel like it's one of my biggest fears to lose or forget my passport. Like, I feel like that is just what is so anxiety inducing every time you go on an overseas trip.
It is. I feel so bad. She would have had the worst, you know, when your heart would drop. Her heart would have dropped.
It was pretty funny because at the end of this, she showed her tucking her passport into bed with her. I mean, she had a bit of fun with it, but it would have been so frustrating.
I can just imagine what you would have been like, Sophie, if that was you. Like, I would not want to have been on the 7-hour train ride with you if you'd, because I feel like this is something you would do.
Yeah.
It's the worst though when you're trying to cut corners and save money and be really crafty and then you get absolutely screwed over in the end and end up paying so much more money.
It's actually, the passport thing reminds me of a story that Dale's sister told me, that when Dale was younger, he went on a holiday with her and her husband to Thailand and apparently they'd had quite a number of drinks one night and in the morning she went to greet Dale and she found him in his hotel room passed out and his passport was just on the side next to him in bed and he just had like his wallet there as well. So all of these things could have been stolen.
I hate touching bacon because it's gross. So I take this. I don't know what it's called, but it will work. If I opened a restaurant, it would be called That's Hot.
Paris Hilton has launched a TV comeback 14 years after the last episode of The Simple Life aired. The timing comes amid a cultural moment where society reflects upon the treatment of young female celebrities in the 90s and noughties. Paris's return to TV has many people wondering whether she deserves reappraisal. So firstly, Kate, can you tell us about Paris's new TV show?
Well, I, for one, was very shocked to find out that Paris has launched her own self-hosted cooking show called Cooking with Paris. Now, the show launched on Netflix on August 4th and came about after executive producer Aaron Sedman saw a YouTube video of Paris cooking a lasagna. Now, the video was uploaded in January 2020 and has since gone viral with over 5 million views.
The interesting thing about the video is it's actually just really chilled. You know, she's got like a messy counter in the YouTube video. And I find it pretty incredible that after watching this YouTube, they've gone, okay, we'll give you a Netflix show. It kind of shows the power of YouTube at the moment.
It's funny because a Netflix show is nothing like that. I mean, Paris is fumbling her way through cooking recipes, but she's got to let her celebrity friends there like Kim Kardashian and Demi Lovato.
I do remember on The Simple Life that they used to try and teach Nicole and Paris both to cook and they were absolutely hopeless cooks. Is that kind of the same way that Paris is cooking now? Is it all a bit of a joke?
Yeah, that definitely is the case. However, her kitchen is well and truly equipped for a chef. The producers have put a lot of attention to detail in the cooking utensils that Paris uses. So she's got cookie cutters shaped like the Chanel logo. And she also has this really blinged out spoon with crystals all over it.
Now, for younger listeners, I feel like we've got to run quickly through who Paris Hilton is. So Paris is part of the Hilton family, who are hospitality tycoons. And she rose to fame after a stint as a model with Donald Trump's agent, and also after a very infamous sex tape featuring her was leaked. Now, she went on to star in the reality show The Simple Life alongside her best friend Nicole Richie. And Paris was really famous for carrying around Tinkerbell, her little chihuahua, in her handbag. And she also is very famous for terming the phrase, "That's hot."
I found it hilarious because did you guys know that Paris actually sued Hallmark for using her phrase, "That's hot," because they printed a card with her photo on it with "That's hot" next to it.
Is that because she copyrighted it though?
Yeah, she's trademarked "That's hot." Wow. So she actually managed to successfully sue Hallmark for using the phrase.
I'm really surprised that she needed the money in that instance because she has made a fortune for herself. So since The Simple Life, she has released 17 fragrances, which alone have produced more than $1.3 billion. In 2006, which was really the prime of her popularity, she released a song called "Stars Are Blind," which went to number 6 on the Billboard charts, and she's also dropped 9 promotional songs since. And in 2014, she was the highest paid DJ, earning $1 million per set. I've got to say, that's what I did love about the YouTube documentary on Paris's life, the fact that they followed her while she was doing DJ gigs, because I've never really seen her in action. And to be honest, she was actually a really, really good DJ.
Yeah, well, she had a residency for 5 years, so she must be pretty good at it. One thing that really surprised me is that I've always wondered how much Paris Hilton is actually worth, because there's so many conversations about her grandfather being filthy rich, and he definitely is filthy rich. He is worth $4.5 billion. And Paris Hilton has her own net worth of $300 million.
That surprises me, because in her YouTube documentary, she was saying that she really wants to reach $1 billion.
Yeah.
And I thought she was closer to that than what she is.
Well, she's had a $1 billion company with her perfumes. However, it hasn't helped that her grandpa, Baron Hilton, did not actually leave her family as much as everyone thought that he would in the will. So in 2004, he came out and actually said he was going to donate 97% of his fortune to a charity. So when he did sadly pass away in 2019, he left 3% of his money to his 8 children, 15 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. So that came to $135 million. I mean, I wouldn't mind that. So when you split that up evenly between all the family, Paris got $5.6 million. However, there are rumors that Paris's grandfather actually cut her out of the will for embarrassing the Hilton family name.
Oh, well, I don't even think Paris was necessarily relying on his money anyway, because as you said, she's been able to make a lot of it herself. Do you know what surprises me? You hear that Kylie Jenner is a billionaire and you think how young she is compared to Paris Hilton and the amount of perfume that Paris Hilton has sold. My God, Kylie Jenner must have sold some lip kits in her time.
Yeah, but I suppose when you think about when Paris was in her prime, she didn't have Instagram. It could have been a completely different story, particularly with her perfumes. I mean, her perfume company is worth $1.3 billion. Imagine how much it would have been worth with the backing of Instagram. Well, were you guys surprised by Paris's return to TV?
No, I'm not surprised by it at all. I don't think that the timing of her return was any accident. I think it was really strategically planned out. We're currently at a cultural moment where we're really rethinking the way we treated young female celebrities back in the 90s and noughties. And I also feel like noughties nostalgia is taking over our social media feeds at the moment. You only have to look at the new celeb spell check and also podcasts like Ledoux, You Remember This, and Pieces of Britney to see this new wave of interest in those times.
Yeah, I tend to agree, Sophie, and I think with the revelations around the mistreatment of Britney Spears, it does appear Paris is trying to strike in the time of reappraisal. I found this quote from journalist Daniel D. Adro from The Variety really interesting. He spoke about how our culture is looking back in time to see what interpretations worked a decade ago that doesn't fit today's mood. He then used the example of Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck rekindling their romance, and he said, at the height of their fame in 2003, they were considered fame-hungry and distasteful for flaunting their passion and wealth. However, almost 20 years later, we are now celebrating their recoupling as a love story that we needed right now. It is interesting because with Paris Hilton, she was mistreated by the media and her whole career was launched off the back of a sex tape that was filmed and released without her consent. And she has gone on in 2020 to reveal that she was abused at a boarding school. She also said that when she moved to the Waldorf Astoria Hotel at 18, her family didn't give her anything and she had to make it on her own using her wits to become the mogul that she is today.
What I found really interesting was in 2020, she also revealed that her ditzy persona was an act, including the fake baby voice she's very well known for. So ultimately, she said that she acted like a shallow, unintelligent party girl because that's how she found success and she found it very difficult to move away from that character.
I find it really interesting now because you can see some really big similarities between the persona Paris put on and that to the one that Jessica Simpson put on. So in the early 2000s, it seemed like women were very much rewarded for being attractive, blonde, and ditzy. And it's really ironic now because both women are now worth hundreds of millions of dollars and they both run their own billion-dollar empires.
If you watch the first series of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian also put on that baby voice and took a completely different persona. And I do find it so fascinating that in the noughties, it was so popular for women to act this way. And I'm so glad we're pushing against that now and realizing that it's great for women to be intelligent and successful and powerful. We don't have to pretend to be less than we are.
I suppose that's why I was a little bit interested to see how Paris would act on her new cooking show because she's come out and said that the persona she put on was fake. So I was not sure what to expect on her cooking show. And when I first heard the title of the show, I thought maybe we might be seeing a more wholesome and relatable side to Paris. However, as soon as you watched the trailer, you knew that you were getting the Paris Hilton character because throughout the series, Paris claims that she doesn't know what tongs or a whisk is and she also washes a full turkey with bottled water. I think the difference is, though, that it's quite clear that she's willing to make fun of herself in this series.
I do find it really interesting that Paris's celebrity status has never been based on being relatable. In fact, it's really the complete opposite because she has built her career on being out of touch with reality, whether it's in a jokey way or not. The Simple Life was based on the premise that Paris and her best friend Nicole really struggle to do manual, low-paying jobs.
Yeah, it's a really good point because you compare Paris's cooking show to other people like Chrissy Teigen, who are well known for cooking, and Chrissy Teigen comes off as really relatable when she cooks, despite her fortunes. However, Paris is not like that at all. She's always played a character and is totally in character on this new show. The only difference to The Simple Life really is that, as I said before, she's openly in on the joke. And as I said, you can see her really playing up to the joke. I did find a quote in an article from The Eater really interesting. The journalist said the spoiled out of touch version of Paris is mockable yet appealing. The down-to-earth version is unbelievable given the celebrity and circumstance that led to the creation of this show. How do you balance being in on the joke when the joke is you? This is a question that Hilton and her fame will continue to hang on.
Amy, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you think this type of reevaluation works for someone like Paris Hilton?
In terms of our reevaluation, I definitely think there is a big difference between Paris Hilton and Britney Spears. Of course, Paris Hilton, she has been through some awful things. She was abused as a teenager and she was also mistreated by the media. So she definitely deserves our kindness and compassion. But I think the question of whether she deserves our continued attention is a really complicated one. So a journalist from Variety summarized it really well. He wrote, based on Cooking with Paris, she hasn't earned it. There simply aren't 2 decades worth of interest in the character of a terminally bored person. And the Hilton image coexists uncomfortably with heightened awareness of inequality throughout our society. Who is going to root for a person, even a fictional one, overlaying the real Hilton, who quite literally makes a show of her lack of interest in reaching beyond the protection of wealth? So the journalist also went on to say, while Paris isn't hurting anyone, if she wants us to keep watching, at some point she needs to actually create something greater and more lasting than a pose. Now, do you guys think this is a fair summary of Paris? Is she just offering us a few quotes and poses, or is it more now that she's created this cooking show?
Look, from my opinion, I was really excited to watch the first episode, but I quickly found that Paris didn't really have a presence on camera, and she really was, I suppose, supported by her friend Kim Kardashian. And it was quite interesting seeing the two together, because it was quite clear that Kim had her shit together. She knew how to cook. She seemed a lot more down to earth and someone that you could relate to, whereas Paris was kind of just standing there trying to make her new saying sliving happen. She kept trying to like say this phrase that she's come up with, and it seemed like a desperate attempt to kind of go back to the good old days when her "that's hot" catchphrase was actually a thing.
Was it very similar to Mean Girls when Gretchen Wieners tries to make fetch happen and it's like, it's not going to happen?
Yeah, well, for those who don't know what sliving means, she came up with the term in 2019, and it is a combination of slang and living your best life. I just can't see it taking off, though.
I can.
It is in the Urban Dictionary,
though. I reckon what's going to happen is a lot of Paris's quotes are going to end up on TikTok, and people are going to be saying that quote over and over in videos, and it will go off.
The thing that I feel a little bit uncomfortable about watching this is I just don't think that in 2021 I'm really buying the whole dumb persona. I don't know. I feel like the fact that Paris has evolved so much as a person, we've seen her really grow over the past couple of years. Could she not have just come on this show and been herself?
I do agree with what you're saying, Soph, but I think the difference here is that Paris is actually in on the joke this time. It's very different to On the Simple Life when they were pretending that that's what she's really like. So I feel like it's this greater than life character that they've created, particularly at the start, because Paris is seen in a pink ball gown with a bedazzled mask in the shopping center pretending that she's never been, and it's quite obvious that she has been and that she's playing it all up. And I did enjoy that aspect of it, because it is really nostalgic to see Paris Hilton in 2021 and see, I mean, she looks exactly the same. Like me, a lot of people were surprised to see Paris Hilton front a cooking show, but she actually is just one of many celebrities to join a growing trend.
It has been a real trend we've been seeing with famous women in their 30s and 40s to turn to cooking to either continue to find an audience when their TV or movie roles start dropping off, or alternatively to extend their business empires. We've seen celebrities like Gwyneth Paltrow, Trisha Yearwood and Chrissy Teigen successfully grow cooking brands within their already successful careers.
Yeah, and also people like Kristen Cavallari, Eva Longoria and Alicia Silverstone, they've also managed to use cooking to remain in the spotlight and push these sort of lifestyle aspirations on their social media.
And I feel like no matter who the celebrity is, they usually have the storyline that the person loves to cook despite their busy life and all of their riches.
Well, I suppose the tabloids have long capitalized on stars being just like us. And I suppose what is more relatable than cooking?
Well, I think that's all we have time for. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. If you have enjoyed it, could you please make sure you are subscribed to our podcast, whether that is on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, and also leave us a 5-star review.
And if you do want to continue the conversation, please go join our Facebook community, which is Outspoken, the podcast community, and also share where you're listening to the podcast from. So if you're out on your lockdown walk, tag Outspoken in your Insta story. We'd love to see it.